Okay, our friends. Today's story is called Black Beach. And it has a subtitle that says A Community, an Oil Spill, and the Origin of Earth Day. This book was written by Shauna and John Stith, and it's illustrated by Maribel Lechuga. And it is read today by Mommy and
Brains.
Oh, a zombie, obviously. A football-playing zombie. So he has no idea what a football is, but he is carrying one, and he is a zombie. So he may not know how to save the earth, but he will be looking for brains, so maybe we should save those as well. There's a lot to save today. But let me read to you, my human friends, this story about this beach, and then we can talk about it. Are you ready? Yes. Okay. Here we go. First, you have to travel back in time with me, all right? We're going back to January of 1969. Sam was in her favorite class, drawing a picture of her favorite place, when the principal came in and whispered in her teacher's ear. Sam's teacher frowned as she walked over to the window and stared out at the sea. What did the principal say? What was her teacher looking for? And now we can see that here we are in January, and we're in a place called Santa Barbara, which is on the coast of California. Back home, Sam's parents told her something terrible had happened. Union Oil, which is an oil company, had caused an oil spill when they were removing a drill from the ocean floor. And oil was now gushing up into the Santa Barbara Channel, just the body of water there in the city of Santa Barbara. Her mother called it a blowout, like a cap had popped off of a shaken up bottle of soda and couldn't be put back on. Imagine squishing some toothpaste out of the tube and then trying to smoosh the toothpaste back into the tube. You can't do it, can you? No. 3 days later, a thick, dark oil started washing ashore. When Sam went down to see, she was anxious. What would her favorite place look like now? And you can see Sam running, and she's getting close to the beach. With each step, she could feel the weight of her worry. Oh, Sam. It was even worse than she had feared. The beach was black. The ocean was black. The sparkling waves that used to crash down, whoosh up, and tickle Sam's toes were silent. All she could hear was slop, slop, slop. Because oil is very heavy. But oil does not mix well with water. Let's see what happens. Can I say one thing really quick? I know Sam is going to have a lot of big feelings right here. But I want to remind you that in situations like this, what can you do? You can look for ways to help. The whole town looked for ways to help. But no one really knew how. Even though offshore drilling was extremely risky, Union Oil hadn't prepared for a disaster like this. So the people of Santa Barbara did what they could to make things better. Sam's father joined a group of fishermen throwing straw into the sea to sop up the oil. Sam's mother and other volunteers used towels to pick up seabirds stranded on the beach. Their feathers were coated in oil, and they weren't able to fly. Sam felt helpless. All she could do was sit back and watch. Is that true? At night, the news broadcast scenes from Santa Barbara. Millions of people across the country tuned in. No one had ever seen anything like this before. oil continued to seep into the ocean. Whenever Sam thought about it, she got sad. But then her sadness turned to anger. What had happened to her favorite place? To the birds and the beach and the blue sea? It wasn't right. Sam was done sitting back and watching. It was time to stand up. And I'm sure to get useful, don't you think? She and her friends filled bottles with oil from the beach and mailed them to politicians. If the people in power saw what had happened, then maybe they would work to prevent it from ever happening again. That's taking matters into your own hands. News of the spill continued to grow, and more people started paying attention. Even President Nixon came on helicopter to see. 7 months after oil burst from the ocean floor, a U.S. senator named Gaylord Nelson visited Santa Barbara. He had been an environmental activist for years, but had often struggled to convince other politicians that the planet needed to be protected. When he saw oil still floating on the surface of the sea, he knew he had to try to help. Back in Washington, D.C., Senator Nelson hired an eager young team to begin organizing a national day of environmental celebration and protest. It would be called Earth Day. Their goal was to create a grassroots movement and have local communities share the environmental issues that mattered most to them. If enough people participated, politicians would have to start paying attention to the needs of the planet. Soon, news of the event reached school children and their teachers, and they began to prepare for their own activities for Earth Day. When April 22nd, 1970 finally arrived, Sam's school put on a giant Earth Day assembly. Everyone brought a can to recycle and gathered outside to learn about the benefits of beekeeping and the environmental harm caused by the insect-killing chemical DDT. Well, we know we don't want to put chemicals on everything, do we? Yeah. And we know that bees are super important. We've read lots of books about those little pollinators. At thousands of schools across the country, children spent the day talking about environmental problems and what could be done to make them better. The more Sam learned, the more powerful she felt. There were so many ways to help. On that first Earth Day, 20 million people took a stand. Some came out to celebrate the environment, while others protested and demanded change. A movement was born. Back at the beach in Santa Barbara, the seabirds and the seals slowly returned. It would take years for their habitat to heal. Before the spill, Sam liked to pretend the oil rigs weren't a part of her favorite place. But now she no longer wanted to look past them. There was still more work to do, and Sam and her friends were just getting started. Things have changed a lot since this story originally took place in 1969. They've done a lot of things to make the world safer and cleaner and healthier and better. Because it's our job to take care of our planet, right? It is ours to maintain and be good stewards of. And so it is our job also to take care of the animals. That's our responsibility. So we always want to look for ways where we can help when we see a troubled time like this story here. And we always want to look for opportunities to make things better and more beautiful. And when we do, the world becomes a better place. And brains are cool. And that, our friends, is the end.
Ding dong.
What's the ding dong for?
It's supposed to say, uh-oh, the zombies.
Uh-oh, the zombies.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.